Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
I'm at the nail salon. What? I'm at the grocery store. What? I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. You can listen to this show every single weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? I'll tell you. However the hell you're listening right now is one way. Is it on the free Odyssey app? Your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate? Well, it could be CBSSportsRadio.com. It could be SiriusXM Channel 158. It could be a smart speaker. If you got one of those, all you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yeah, I've been here a while already. And thank you so much to the head coach of BYU. Mark Pope came on through and chatted it up with us as BYU is getting ready to take on Duquesne. Later on in the show, we're going to have a conversation live with the head coach of Florida Atlantic. Dusty May is going to come through and join us. Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Been a while. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Of course, it's Wednesday, and an hour from now, you don't got to wait too much longer, but an hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. This is March Madness. We're going to have, I assume, we're going to have tons of upsets over the next 24, 48 hours, maybe more. I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the biggest upsets that we have seen, not just in NCAA tournament history. I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the biggest upsets in sports history. That top six list comes in an hour. Thank you again to Mark Pope, head coach from BYU, for joining us. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's going to be a lot of fun catching up with Dusty May later on in the show as he is preparing his squad for March Madness. Right before we went to break, we talked about Russell Wilson, Adam Schefter letting everybody know there's no guarantee that he will make the Steelers. The Steelers could cut him if he sucks. If Justin Fields is ahead of the field in regards to holding on to the starting quarterback position for the Pittsburgh Steelers, then they will tell Russell Wilson sayonara. And when you only got to pay a guy, what, about $1 million, $2 million a year? You can afford to tell him goodbye, we don't want you. Do I expect that to be the case? No, I don't. Because unless Justin Fields is Clark Kent and becomes Superman, I don't see this man taking things over for the Pittsburgh Steelers, or at least beating out Russell Wilson. What a sad state of affairs for Russell Wilson, if that happens to be the case. I don't see that happening. Most players, yeah, but I don't think the Steelers would do that unless he really, really sucks and Justin Fields all of a sudden becomes Tom Brady mixed with Lamar Jackson. Anyway, right before we went to break, these are the stories that you can't make up. As I sit around in the afternoon and start thinking about the show with Hickey and what the hell do we want to talk about? How are we going to have some fun? How are we going to have some balance? Every now and then, there's things that you can't make up. Last hour, we opened up the show talking baseball. We talked about the Dodgers because the Dodgers are playing in South Korea along with the Padres. And early, early this morning, the Dodgers came back to beat those Padres 5-2. Shohei Ohtani, no home run. I'm disappointed, but he did go 2-for-5 with an RBI. Hit a home run in a few hours, Shohei. Hit a home run in the morning time, and I'll be happy. But not too long after I talked about the Dodgers, news broke about the Dodgers. News broke about Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani is in the news, and not for good reasons. Not that he did anything, but it looks like his interpreter, well, just listen to this clip, courtesy of my friends at KTLA. This is breaking news.
Just into the newsroom, the LA Times is reporting that Dodger superstar Shohei Ohtani may have been swindled out of millions by his longtime interpreter. According to the Times, Ipe Mizuhara reportedly placed bets with an Orange County man who is under federal investigation. The Times is saying that possibly millions of dollars had been stolen over the years. Amid the allegations, the Dodgers have fired the interpreter. Ohtani is currently in Seoul, South Korea for the season opening series against the San Diego Padres.
What? Hickey, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up.
I mean, I have so many questions. So many questions about this.
So this literally broke in the past hour. And so we are learning a lot as we share with you here on the air. But ultimately, and I know this guy. I know his face. I've seen him. Because Shohei Ohtani, for the most part, I cannot recall. Hickey, maybe you can. I've never seen Shohei Ohtani publicly speak English. Have you?
You know, I was actually watching an interview on MLB Network. I actually played a part of the clip, the Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani. They had a three-way roundtable with Harold Reynolds.
Okay.
It was very short. It was like, yes, no. He said like three other words in English. But anything that was like a very short, five words or less answer, he did say in English by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you're right. No. He's next to him every single time.
Yeah, this interpreter is next to Shohei Ohtani every single time, all the time. If you see Shohei Ohtani, this man is standing next to him. Shohei Ohtani has been in the majors since 2018, and his interpreter, I'm trying not to butcher his name, Ipe Mizuhara, has been next to him almost every single time that he has spoken publicly. And now it's being alleged that he stole $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Now, let me tell you something. Gambling, sports betting, it's illegal in California. 40 states say that it's illegal to gamble, not in California. And so Shohei Ohtani reportedly, through an interview, granted this man an interview. They let the interpreter talk to ESPN. And then things didn't add up. And you got to go by some of the information that we have here. Shohei Ohtani's now making, well, first of all, he's wealthy. Just flat period. Just know that. This man was wealthy before he got his $700 million contract. I think Shohei Ohtani is just well off. Let's put it that way. His interpreter, Ipe, says he started gambling in 2021. And by the way, he said he has never gambled on baseball. And that Shohei Ohtani had nothing to do with any of this, had no idea, but that Ipe was gambling via a bookmaker, which would happen to be illegal in California. And so this guy is being investigated. This bookmaker, Boyer, is being investigated. And as a part of it, guess whose name pops up? Shohei Ohtani. For making $500,000 payments to help pay off this guy's debt. And Mizuhara says that Shohei Ohtani was helping him. And now Shohei is just like, his lawyer's like, no, that's not the case. And Mizuhara has been fired. What? You always hear about the people close to you. And in particular, athletes. It's the best friend who wants the car wash. It's the friend who's the lawyer. It's the accountant. This is the interpreter? Stealing? Allegedly? This is a new one. I mean, I think, and I'm pretty sure if I can dig deep enough, I'm sure we've heard stories about parents maybe stealing money from their star athlete child, but not the interpreter. So this man who has been next to Shohei Ohtani as recently as, Hickey, when? Today? Yesterday? This morning?
Last night, this morning, hours ago? Hours ago?
They gave him the boot. Here's the other funky part. It's been reported that since he has become Shohei's interpreter, I'm certain. Hickey, you think he's paying for the hotels on the road?
No way.
You think he's paying for the flights?
No, sir.
You think he has to pay for any of that fancy food at the Four Seasons?
I think it's on the arm.
This man reportedly has made $300,000 to $500,000 a year to interpret and speak for Shohei Ohtani. Now, listen, gambling is terrible. It can be terrible if you don't know how to do it responsibly. Like anything else, you can drink, but what do they tell you? Do it in
responsibly. Oh, sorry. Same idea.
My guy. That's why I love you, Hickey. Yeah, moderation, responsibly. Do it that way. It's like anything else. I love to eat. You know what I got to do? I got to do it in moderation. There's other things I like to do. I have to do it in moderation. Otherwise, they won't work. I'm talking about my car. Got to use the car in moderation or the car break down. Everything in moderation. I don't gamble. Not a fan of gambling. Not my thing. I ain't got no problem with gambling. But you got to do it in moderation. You got to do it responsibly. That's right, Hickey. Yes. This man obviously had a problem. You're making $300,000 to $500,000 a year. Your best friends basically with Shohei Ohtani. And he's not just interpreting for the guy, by the way. He's holding Shohei's water bottle. They're hanging out and having dinner. This is his friend. I have seen little no-nonsense clips. I've seen old Angels footage where they're at the Angel Stadium and they're doing food clips in the kitchen and the players are tasting food and it's a funny internet segment and the interpreter's right there. Shohei Ohtani did not come to the United States of America to get caught up in this mess. Shohei Ohtani. And I've done a lot of deep diving into this dude, what he was in high school, and his parents were athletes, and he basically lived in a dormitory. You can tell this man is all business. Shohei Ohtani is not the best baseball player on earth by accident. It is all business. And specifically, when he's been asked about speaking English here in the United States of America, Shohei Ohtani said, listen, I came here to play baseball. That's what they're paying me for. He's like, look, unless me not speaking English has an effect on me playing baseball, then I'm going to do what I came to do, and that is play baseball. And he is damn good at it. He is one of the best baseball players you've ever seen on earth. I have to imagine Shohei Ohtani has to feel like crap right now. And maybe he doesn't. He got $700 million coming. Shohei Ohtani ain't going to prison. He ain't going to jail. By the way, it's been reported that Shohei Ohtani does not gamble. He just had to deal with this guy. And we don't know the details. How the hell did he end up with $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani? How is Shohei Ohtani writing checks or sending wire transfers to a guy running an illegal sports betting ring in Southern California? This is going to be a story that does not go away. And it is oh so sad that a guy who, yeah, doesn't speak English. We haven't seen him speak English. You know he does. To what degree, I have no idea. Who just plays baseball is in the mess because his interpreter, a man who's been by his side since he arrived in America in 2018, allegedly has stolen $4.5 million out of his wallet to pay off gambling debts. If I'm Shohei Ohtani, Hickey, you know who I trust at this time?
Who's that?
Nobody. Nobody. Like, who the hell is Ohtani going to trust? Like, your right-hand guy stealing from you?
What about Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman? I mean, they got a lot of money. I don't think they're going to need to be stealing from Shohei.
Can they speak Japanese?
I don't think so. Although Mookie Betts, I mean, does everything. So maybe. I wouldn't put it past him.
He plays short. He plays left, center, right. Play everything. What about the next interpreter, right? When you're the Dodgers, Shohei, you can find an interpreter from the United Nations, right? So who's the next interpreter? Is it going to be some 80-year-old lady that's not going to steal? Oh, that's a legitimate question.
I'm just trying to go through my head of like what the job search is like. Are we going to go to LinkedIn and find like, you know, LA Dodgers interpreter? Do you go, you know, you stay here? Do you hire someone from back home? I guess he was from back home, so maybe you go here now to prevent that?
You get United Nations. This is big time.
Calling a favor?
Yeah, just get somebody from the United Nations, pass some background checks, and boom. I could tell you this much. They ain't going to be as close as this last guy. And Shohei Ohtani's the next interpreter, he ain't going to be their best friend. This is a sad, sad story. Victor Wembanyama speaks English. Yeah, at least Victor Wembanyama is shaking his head. He's going, damn, what a shame. This is sad. Hey, all the best to Shohei Ohtani. Welcome to America, man. It took your interpreter to steal from you. Can't trust anybody. Shake my head. S-S-M-A. Yeah, shake my head. I had to do, an acronym online? What do you call them things, Hickey, online?
Yeah, acronym, right?
You're right. I was going to say emoji, but that can't translate emoji. Crying my face off emoji over the radio.
Doesn't work as well.
Yeah, people get it. Tears, crying tears, not laughing. The ones that stream hard down your face. Damn. Hey, good luck, Shohei Ohtani. Welcome to America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank God he hasn't met Don King. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's just get another miserable baseball story out the way. And then LeBron James has some positive words for folks. We got a March Madness game that's already underway. We got Grambling State. I'll give you an update on that. We got a top six list of some of the biggest upsets in the world of sports coming at the top of the hour. Hey, do yourself a favor in the meantime. Don't get robbed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I told you about Shohei Ohtani. And this story that just broke about his interpreter allegedly stealing $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to pay off some illegal gambling debt. And so this is something that's going to be in the news, I assume, for months and maybe years, depending on how deep this web stretches. Because anytime you get federal authorities involved in illegal gambling and it just goes to another level, something I'm sure Shohei Ohtani doesn't want to be a part of. And also something that I'm sure Major League Baseball does not want to hear about, does not want to entertain, while they have opened up their season featuring Shohei Ohtani in Seoul, South Korea. There's already massive amounts of media, domestic media in South Korea, American media, Japanese media. They are all in Seoul to see Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers play and him make his debut for the Dodgers, which he did this morning. And now they have some other things to worry about. 855-212-4CBS. I told you that Dusty May, he is going to join us later on in the show, in the final hour of the show at 9:20 Eastern, 6:20 Pacific. Dusty May, head coach of Florida Atlantic, is going to join us. I don't know what it is with baseball players. I don't know what's going on in the water, what's in the water, especially for adults. But I'll tell you this. This story that just broke over the past hour involving Shohei and his interpreter, it's not the only story of someone in baseball behaving badly. Jazz Chisholm, he is one of the most eccentric players in baseball. He's originally from the Bahamas. He plays for the Miami Marlins. This is a good situation for the guy. He was on the cover of a video game. Unfortunately, he's been hurt, I feel like, all the time. I don't think he's lived up to his potential because he cannot stay on the field. I'd love to know what he can do for a full season. Now, despite that, now that we are at the onset of the season, Jazz Chisholm sat down with the Pivot. Sure, yeah, right. They can talk to baseball players, too. And he went on to talk about the start of his career, which pretty much began in that terrible COVID season of 2020. And Jazz Chisholm kind of drops a dime on what life was like in the Marlins clubhouse. He pretty much says it was crap, that there was bullying, that there was back-talking, that there were teammates who just were thinking for themselves and looking out for themselves. Listen to Jazz Chisholm.
I'm like, I was already a team leader without being called a team leader. But the vets, you can't be a team leader when you got guys in the clubhouse that's been in there for 9-10 years, even though they suck. They've been there for 9-10 years, yeah. And the team calls them the team captain, but like, they're not a good captain. They're not a good person. You're not even a good athlete at this point. Yeah. You're just here, yeah. And you're bringing down the young guys that are supposed to be good. Bro, like, I watched someone get called up to the big leagues, supposed to be like top three prospects on our team, right? He gets up there, hits a homer. Like, first or second at bat, hits a homer, right? His next at bat, he goes and does the Juan Soto shuffle, right? Like, he's a kid. His favorite player is Juan Soto. He just got to the big leagues. Tell me why he comes in the dugout after, he walks, get around the base, comes in the dugout after, these vets sit on the side of him and start yelling at him, saying, bro, you're not Juan Soto, bro. You shouldn't be doing that. Juan Soto is an all-star, da-da-da-da. You can't be doing that. Bro, what do you mean? He's having fun, bro. We playing a kids games. Yeah. Like, that's when I step in and say, bro, y'all better back up off this boy, bro. This man is starting. He's playing every day for us. why are y'all in his face? Y'all don't even play every day. What's up? Like, get off my man, bro. He's supposed to be helping us win when y'all bringing him down.
There was also some continued commentary, which pretty much pinpointed a former teammate in Miguel Rojas, who is trying to stick around in Major League Baseball, was in training camp with the Dodgers. It just seems, what do we have? All these unwritten rules? Especially in baseball. Like, what's the big deal? He's right. It is a kid's game. And God bless Jazz Chisholm for actually having fun. I mean, there's a reason why they put him on the cover of that video game. It's fun. Like, why? This is a problem with baseball. It's so stodgy. You're not Juan Soto. Why are you celebrating? And this and that. He told another story about a veteran pouring milk in his cleats and throwing them out. Icky, man, what's the deal? These are grown men. I mean, we're not in no major league locker room, but I hate that this screams insecurity. I always say if you got to bully somebody else, it says more about you and your own insecurities, you know?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I mean, that's the case starting in like second grade all the way to now even the major league level. I agree with 100%. And it's also like, especially for baseball more than any other sport, you're playing every day. Like, if you're not having fun, if you're going to be, like, just a curmudgeon or a grouch, like, I would understand why Anthony Rendon would hate baseball if you go to work every day and you just are miserable. And all you want to do is anyone that smiles, yell at them. Anyone who's having a good time, you know, put them in their place or put them down. Like, that's a sport where you play every day for, you know, 5 or 6 months. That is, if you are with miserable people, not a job I would want.
Hey, stop celebrating. That's too much fun. You know, I know they tell, what's the guys? They tell Roger Goodell that the NFL is the no fun league. Too much dancing in the end zone. So much fun. We got to chop down on the fun. Like, baseball, in comparison to football, is boring. And I love both, but it's boring. That's why they tried to speed the game up. And the monotony. You get 17 regular season games a year. They play every stinking day in baseball. Yeah, you get an off day here or there. You get a Monday off or what have you. Maybe you get a day in the middle of the week. It's just, let them have fun. It shouldn't show up like, it shouldn't be like showing up to the morgue every day. Have some fun. I'm glad that Jazz Chisholm spoke about this. And by the way, when he was called up to the big leagues, Don Mattingly was the manager. They called these meetings to kind of tell everybody to chill out. And Derek Jeter was still a part of the team running the squad for Bruce Sherman. Maybe things will turn around. I know last year the Marlins did make the postseason. God bless them. Maybe there's a larger turnaround. Miami, so tough. It's crazy they've won 2 World Series, but I just can never imagine that place jumping for baseball. And they built that giant museum of a stadium. I don't know. Move them somewhere else. Send them back to Canada. Well, no, not send them back to Canada, but send a team back to Canada. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Don is here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Don?
Hi, JR. You were really born for that job. Boy, I like the way you break things down. Anyhow, I got a little a silly comment and then an opinion. First of all, about NFL Pittsburgh. They got those quarterbacks, Wilson and Fields, for darn near nothing. Is that why they call them the Steelers? But anyhow,
funny.
Anyhow, a bad joke. I just wanted your opinion. Do you think, Kenny Pickett wouldn't have moaned and groaned about them taking Russell Wilson, do you think they would have taken Justin Fields at all?
I don't think so. I don't think it meant.
That's what I kind of think too myself, you know. But,
well, Kenny Pickett didn't want to be there anymore. He wanted to take his ball and go home. And it's not so much about Philadelphia. He just did not want to be in that situation. He didn't want to feel the pressure, the heat of being demoted, having to show up to work, and another guy came in and took your spot. I mean, there's so much that goes into that psychologically when you're basically been told, hey, you're not good enough, take a back seat. You know, do you want to show up to work every day when it's been your job? You didn't get the job done, and now they've brought in your replacement. I mean,
yeah, I think you're right, JR. I think you're right.
So he left, and what it did was open up a space and spot for them.
Yeah, to, see, my problem is a little bit like you. I'm a kind of a no nonsense guy. but thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Don. Thank you for calling from Milwaukee. And shout outs to the Brewers. Shout outs to Bernie. Hey, Hickey, I never understood how Bernie the Brewer could go all the way up that slide in that big-ass suit and go down that slide and spin round and round and round and never lose his head. Not once.
You know, I never thought about it like that. It's a talent.
Like, what is his head? Is it Velcroed on?
It has to be or something, because that slide, I mean, that slide's no joke. It's you go flying down there. Did you see the reporter who got injured?
Oh, no. Wait. They did a bit where a reporter went down Bernie the Brewer's slide.
I forget the team. It was a visiting team.
It's a lady, right?
I saw it was a man, I think.
The Mets. Okay. Stephen Gelbs.
Wait, it was Gelbs who went down the slide?
Yeah. And he hurt himself? Or his ribs or whatever slid into the wall?
Oh.
Sheesh.
Well, that thing is built for, you got to be in a mascot suit. You just can't go down a slide.
So that head must be fitted, you know, extra protection and probably zippered and Velcro down to make sure it doesn't fly off.
How many pounds do you think Mr. Metz head weighs?
Oh, got to be 50.
Come on, Ack. Come on. 50 pounds?
No.
He couldn't walk around with 50 pounds
it's
on
massive.
Your shoulders.
The weight's spread out.
I would say it's probably
5.
You know, I was going to say 8. Maybe 5 to 10. Somewhere 5. In that
what?
Range.
What? What is that made out of, toilet paper?
No, it's
hollow.
Yeah.
But still, it's a big head. There's a lot that goes into it.
A human head. I mean, that's what goes in there. It can't be 50 pounds, bruh.
Maybe it's a big head. I'm going to count that.
You'd fall right on your face if it was 50 pounds.
Have you seen Mr. Met jogging up them steps and clapping his hands? That man is moving left to right on a dugout. He's running up the steps. His head can't weigh 50 pounds. Come on.
You see him flip the bird to the fans? Maybe he was upset, so he said, you know what? Your patience is, his patience is smaller because the head's so damn heavy.
One of my favorite photos of all time. Angry, evil Mr. Met flipping the bird to a fan. You didn't hear much about that. Did the guy who was in we don't know how many Mr. Mets there are. Did that guy get the boot? Did they fire him?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I assume so.
I think he did.
Yeah.
But don't quote me on that.
I remember that guy got the middle finger. I remember that. Amazing. Yeah, Mr. Met. Yeah, anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS. Hey, Hickey, thank you for reminding me. I'm going to look that photo up. I may need to make that my phone's wallpaper. That photo, to me, is iconic.
I will say I'm looking up right now in a different thing. Yes. In 1994, at least, there's a report out there that Mr. Met's costume weighed 40 to 50 pounds.
That's the costume, not the head.
Well,
not
I mean, head. How much is the jersey? Doesn't weigh much, and the gloves?
Each hand weighs 2 pounds. the body of the costume, I don't know. The head can't weigh 50, bro. How much did you say the whole thing weighs?
In 1994, they said 40 to 50, so maybe they've streamlined it since.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, technology has helped out. You gotta figure that.
Most definitely. Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll take the L, all right? I'll wave the white flag.
No, it's okay. Hey, by the way, quick story. I was in Arizona. I don't know what all-star game it was. And I was in the lobby, one of the players' lobbies. And I don't know what the hell I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to go to the stadium for something, not the all-star game. Maybe it's the celebrity game or something. Yeah, it was a celebrity game that they do on Sundays. And I'm standing in the lobby. And slowly but surely, some of the biggest suitcases that I have ever seen in my life get dragged down the hallway by some of the most athletic-looking humans I've ever seen in my life. I mean, these people have calves like, I don't know, name an animal, like elephants. These people are big as hell. They're not tall, but they're big as hell. And I look at one of the bags and I go, that's a baseball shape. It's a circle. And I go, these got to be the mascots. And they proceeded to take these giant bags. And they loaded them onto the bottom of buses. And I'm like, oh, they're going right over to Chase Field or whatever the hell they call it now. And I said, how about this? The mascot's just walking around in daylight. It's like if somebody had a piece of luggage and somehow, some way, you know, like a baseball bat shaped thing just stuck all the way through. I'm like, I thought you were supposed to hide the fact that you're a mascot, not for them.
You saw, you should have exposed them. If anything, you could have took a picture and just outed Mr. Met and all the other mascots.
Just take, and then I'd be the bad guy.
Or you could have, you know, if you want to be a real bad guy.
Back in the day, I was very friendly with the guy who played Hugo the Hornet in Charlotte.
What? Really?
Yeah, he was an All-American. I think he was an All-American gymnast at Arizona State.
Oh, my God.
And actually, I think he might have gotten the job because his college teammate was the Gorilla, the Suns mascot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they were All-American. They were, I don't know if they were All-American, but they were gymnasts, yeah.
Look, these mascots make bank. I think, what is it, Rocky? Is that Rocky's the Nuggets mascot, right? He was the Mountain Lion?
Yeah.
I think he's clocking almost close to a mil. You know,
Holy cow.
Yeah, not that I'm pocket watching, but here in Atlanta, our guy, Harry the Hawk. Oh, Harry the Hawk makes bank. You're making major bank.
Man, I'm in the wrong profession.
You gotta do it all. Like, you gotta shoot the basketball, you gotta dance, you gotta be good with kids.
Make appearances?
Yes, I marvel at Harry the Hawk. I do. Because I see him interact almost every game that I'm there. He's literally on the floor doing a TV bit, and then 2 seconds later, he's up in a suite, you know, taking photos, and then he has to dance, and then he's on the court, and he's throwing a ball behind his head at half court, and he's making three-pointers, and then he's doing dancing bits with dance moves that would destroy my pelvis, and I'm like, wow, I understand why he gets paid a lot of money, but yeah, maybe it's not too late. Maybe the three of us can be a mascot. We need to replace the, what's that stupid thing up in Boston, the Celtic? What is he? Does he have a name?
The Leprechaun?
Yeah, we can do the Leprechaun, right?
I don't remember seeing him other than on the floor at midcourt.
You never seen you never saw the real Leprechaun at the Celtics games?
No, I don't think so. I've never been to one of their games, so.
Hickey, you've seen the stupid Leprechaun, right?
I've never been to TD Garden.
Oh, come on, guys. You never seen it on television either?
No.
I see it at half court, the logo.
Oh, well, he's
does
a real
does he look
guy.
Like the logo?
He does, yes.
So does that disqualify us? We're not.
Well, certainly disqualifies me because he's. I don't know if they want the Leprechaun to be a little black guy, but
Notre Dame's done that in the past.
They've had a black Leprechaun.
They have.
Wow.
They Very had a, recently too.
They had a movie about that. I think it was Tales from the Hood. I think.
Rudy.
With the Leprechaun. No, not Rudy. Anyway, I'll figure out a mascot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, we have so much negativity this hour. Shohei getting robbed. Chisholm getting abused in the locker room. We're going to come back with some positivity.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend?
When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, we're going to have a new top six list. We're going to talk about some of the biggest upsets that we've ever seen in the world of sports. That is coming up in the top of the hour. Right now, we just heard the update from Rich Ackerman, but Montana State leads Grambling State 42-33. They just got underway here in the second half. We'll keep you up to date on all the action as it continues on. And then by the time we get to tomorrow, by the time we get to Thursday, oh, yeah, it's going to be all day basketball action. Go ahead, lock yourselves in the house or the office or in front of your screen or the computer. Right before we went to break, we've had a very busy hour. Besides talking about mascots, we learned the breaking news that Shohei Ohtani has fired his interpreter. His interpreter has been fired by either him or the Dodgers. Doesn't matter, he's gone. Allegedly stole $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to help settle some gambling debt. Heard from Jazz Chisholm, Miami Marlins star. He detailed some of the hazing and abuse that took place in the Marlins locker room. Doesn't sound like anything physical, but certainly verbal. Maybe abuse of property as well. Hard knock life in baseball. Why can't we all just get along? Why do we still need hazing and abuse? And so let's end this hour on some positivity. A couple of days ago, we told you that LeBron James has a new podcast called Mind the Game with J.J. Redick. And it's a lot of X's and O's and then even some praise. Let's end on a positive note because I was surprised to hear this. LeBron James, he basically said Steph Curry and Allen Iverson, two small-ish, undersized-ish guards, or two of the most influential players in NBA history that he's seen. Listen to this.
Since I've been watching the game, the most influence on the game, and obviously we know what Mike did for the game.
Sure.
You know, but Steph and Allen Iverson are the two biggest influential guys in our game since I've been watching and covering it. You know, one, they're 6'3", 6'4", if you want to.
Steph's not 6'4".
If you want to look on the back of a basketball card, you know, you're always a lot taller on the back of the basketball card. You know, Allen Iverson and Steph, they were just so relatable. And kids felt like they could be them. They were guys that was not always counted on. They were small in stature. And they just defined the odds. So you got AI, who's like unbelievable crossover, cornrows, arm sleeve. We wear arm sleeve. Everyone wears an arm sleeve now because of Allen Iverson. Mm-hmm. And he's going in the trenches, you know, laying it up over bigs, whatever the case may be. And now you have Steph, who's shooting over the Empire State Building. You know, it's just like those two are the two most influential. When you say the game, how they changed the game and the kids and like, those are two guys that you just wanted to watch every single night.
Hickey, I wish he provided more clarity on his statement. Like, he started off by saying, hey, we know about Michael Jordan. And so what I want to know is he excluding Michael Jordan? Is he elevating him into a different space? LeBron says, since I've been watching and covering the game, these are the two most influential. We know about Michael. So is he including Michael in that space, or is he elevating Curry and Iverson with Mike? Like, what is he doing?
I kind of took it as like he was saying those two are above him. Like, wow. He said, oh, we know about him and his greatness. And then it almost sounded like a but Steph Curry, AI, in terms of influence. That I didn't take it as like they're in the same class or it's MJ, then those two below it. I kind of took it as he's putting them in their own class above Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I wish he would have provided more context, but this is what happens when you sit around and do a podcast, right? There's no room. J.J. Redick, certainly on television, likes to go back and forth. He could have kind of prodded him for more clarity. And maybe there is. I'm gonna look for a little bit more nuance. Now I got a reason to tune in, Hickey. I want to find out what LeBron meant. But I can't say that. Has Allen Iverson, did he have a major change and effect on the game? Yes, and absolutely. Especially when you want to think about the culture of basketball. Without a shadow of a doubt, Allen Iverson did that. Steph Curry, you want to think about a style of play? Yeah, he affected and had an impact on the game so much. There are people who say that Steph Curry, with his style and people thinking that he could do or they could do what he did, that it has now ruined the game. But before any of that, there was a guy on Earth who played named Michael Jordan. They had an entire campaign about people wanting to be like Mike in a different world with no cell phones and cameras, phones and videos. There was a couple of Michaels. There's Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, and on the larger scale right there with Michael Jackson was some guy named Michael Jordan. I don't even think Allen Iverson and Curry may have gotten the attention if it wasn't for that dude. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, March Madness is here. I'm going to give you a top six list. Some of the biggest upsets. Not March Madness. Some of the biggest upsets in sports history here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
March means chips, dips, and swish. Instacart makes getting game-time snacks easy with delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. The hard part? Choosing between your favorite snacks. That's why you can stock up on all your favorites with $5 off when you spend $30 or more on specially marked Frito-Lay chips, dips, and more through Instacart. So you don't have to choose between Doritos and Cheetos or Tostitos and Ruffles. You can just get them all. Offer valid for a limited time. Exclusions and additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.